Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios begins right now. What a show this is going to be. I've got a great lineup for you. May even get some surprise phone calls. You just never know. We're looking at Andrew Branco. We're looking at Ernie Emerson. He's going to be here in the bottom half of this hour. Oh, Ernie is so great. You're hearing his spots running on Armed American Radio now. Ernie Emerson is a wonderful guy and a badass. I'm going to put it in those terms because that's what he is. If you're not familiar with Emerson's products, emersonknives.com. Ernie is famous in all the worst places. When you talk about his knives being carried by the people who carry them, the alphabet soup agencies in this country, you'll know exactly what that means. So I'm really looking forward to the conversation with Ernie Emerson, and I want to thank him in advance for putting a Commander BT knife in the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway, which I will be giving away at the top of the next segment in about, what, 8:21 Eastern time, 5:21 Pacific time. I'm overwhelmed by the response. Thank you so much. You still got a couple minutes. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. If you want to throw it in there, you still have a couple minutes. You can still like and share the post over on Facebook. We're going to go ahead and spin the wheel and see what name pops up, and we're going to offer them the range bag. The range bag, by the way, it's final. It consists of, finally, I should say, of an Emerson, well, of course, the GunBroker.com range bag. We can't thank GunBroker.com enough for that. Been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. I'm going to do another one in about 2 weeks, too, by the way. Another GunBroker.com range bag away. So if you miss out on this one, I've still got three more of these to give away, brand new in boxes. So have no fear. You're still going to get several chances between now and the end of the year. And we're going to be doing more all kinds of fun stuff like this in the coming days, weeks, and months ahead. But here's the deal. The GunBroker.com range bag consists of about an $80 range bag, the logoed range bag. It's awesome. You can see the photo of it at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. I'm going to sign a copy, I'm going to sign a copy of Grilling While Armed for you and put that in the bag. I'm also going to sign, It's not a copy. It's my own stash of Rebel Roast from Defender Coffee. I'm going to sign that for you, get it in the bag. That Commander BT folding tactical knife from Emerson Knives, that's a $250 value, is in the bag. Crossbreed Holster has stepped up to the plate in a big time way because they always do. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios, for crying out loud. And Crossbreed Holsters has put a CCW pack in there. So that consists of a holster, a gun belt, and a mag carrier for the belt. Oh, wonderful stuff. Roughly $150 package from Crossbreed. And Supply Company, Supply. You can check out their products at supply, getsupply.com. Patrick and his wife have thrown in a stainless steel, and it's being discontinued, actually. This is the opportunity to get a hold of this. It's not being discontinued. They're upgrading, I should say. So you got a wonderful, I have the very same shave, the razor in there. Oh my gosh, and it comes with the blades. It's the stainless steel razor from Supply. Getsupply.com if you want to check it out. It's satellite radio moment word, awesome. You got to love it. So I'm going to be giving that away in just a few minutes. At about 21 minutes after the hour here, we're going to spin that wheel and see what name pops up. So I hope you win, and the best of luck to you. But if you don't, I'm giving three more of these GunBroker.com range bags away. I don't know what's going to go in them, but the bag itself is awesome. So lots of fun stuff getting ready to come up. Alexander Rubian is going to be here. Also, we're hopeful to get a call from Alex today. Alexander Rubian from NJ2AS, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alan Gottlieb will not be able to be here today. I spoke with Alan earlier in the day, but he's in Puerto Rico fighting for the rights of Americans off the mainland. The man is absolutely unbelievable. When he comes back, we'll have him on the program. Lots and lots and lots to talk with you about today. Not the least of which I have gotten. Oh, Andrew Branca is going to be here. The Law of Self-Defense is going to be here. We're going to have a fascinating conversation with Andrew Branca, and I'm going to go ahead and tease that right now. I have gotten a ton of email from you about a USCCA lawsuit, a young woman who is on trial now in May. She's been charged with second-degree murder down in Louisiana. She is suing the United States Concealed Carry Association. Actually, she's not suing USCCA. She's suing Delta Defense, their parent company. And transparency here. I was an employee of that organization for many years. I've been a part of that organization since its founding, essentially. Before I was an employee, I was writing for the magazine. So I have a long history there. So there's always two sides to a story. We're not going to talk about the suit itself. That's not what we're talking about here. But many of you have inquired about that. Here's my response to you. If you have questions, contact the United States Concealed Carry Association and their customer service. I can't answer those questions, and I wouldn't even try. I can simply tell you that I have the product. I always have. And many of you do, too. That's why you're asking me the questions about what's going on with the lawsuit. You can find that information yourself. We're going to discuss something different. We're going to use the USCCA suit as a basis, or the Delta Defense suit as a basis, to talk about a specific topic relative to what happens if you find yourself in the situation that this young woman has found herself in. So it is going to be a fascinating conversation. Okay, so like I said, with transparency in mind, I've been involved professionally with Delta Defense as an employee on the payroll for many years. I am not any longer, but I have been for many, many years, and I love everybody over there. Wonderful people. So I have no comment about that whatsoever. If you have questions, simply call them. I'm sure they'll be more than happy to help you out. Okay. It's such a sticky situation, because using a firearm for self-defense, this is the takeaway from what I want when you hear myself and Andrew talk today. The takeaway from the situation is, if you're going to carry a gun, there's a lot of things you need to think about, a ton of things you need to think about. So Andrew will have some great insight. All right. Yeah, I really want to comment. Many of you got America's First Freedom, the magazine from the National Rifle Association. I've been getting it for years. Have you seen it? There is what I consider to be an incredibly lame cover story written by Wayne LaPierre. And I say lame because he talks about the future of the NRA, how freedom can triumph again, by Wayne LaPierre. And it almost reads as a, hey, I need your help type of deal. It pains me to see. It was painful to read for me, because that's what I took away from it. I feel bad all the way around for the fine folks at the National Rifle Association that find themselves in a predicament because of what I believe to be complete and total mismanagement from the top. I've not shied away from that. I've written about it. I've talked about it, and I stand by my assessment. That's my personal opinion. And again, I could be wrong. I don't think I am, and I am rarely, particularly when it comes to these types of topics. So I don't say that lightly. I really don't. I wish I was wrong. If I have time in the show, maybe in the third hour, we'll get to this. I don't feel like dwelling on it. Okay, so I spent some time at the NASGW show this week. I talked about it on the daytime program from the GunBroker.com studios on Tuesday and Wednesday. And let me give, again, another shout-out, which I did on the daytime program, to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM listeners. I know you miss Andy. I was able to put him in the seat behind the GunBroker.com microphone in the Daily Defense studios, and he covered me when I had some meetings that I just couldn't get out of, and I want to thank him for that. Andy, if you're listening, I appreciate your help. And listeners, you'll be hearing from Andy again, both maybe as a guest host and certainly as a guest in the very, very near future again. Oh, just such a talented young man, and I'm pleased to be able to bring him to you. A lot of stuff to cover with you, not the least of which is a quick mention later in the show. We'll get to all this stuff at some point. Dick's CEO Ed Stack flirting with a third-party presidential run. I spoke about this on the daytime show. More about that when I get a chance later in the broadcast. We'll see how the conversations flow. These are just some of the things flying by the seat of our pants here. New Jersey, you will not believe it's so laughable, but yet so sad what I'm going to tell you about New Jersey. If you were listening to the daytime show, you heard Lee Williams, the gun writer, and I talk about it briefly. We're going to go into it this time with Alexander Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society. We'll get a couple segments in with him, and we'll get the low-down dope. I'm teasing you with these things, but I promise you, you're going to love these topics. I can guarantee it. And let me go back to briefly the NASGW show this week. It was a lot of fun in Orlando, had an opportunity to meet with a lot of people. And I'm hopeful that I'll be able to bring you some really, really cool stuff in the coming days and weeks ahead as a result of what was a last-minute trip down there. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast has got a lot going on today, so stick with me. Put your seatbelt on. It's going to be a great ride. I'll be back here in these Crossbreed Holster studios. We're going to give away the range bag right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Segment two begins now. No, this is kind of exciting, right? I've been looking forward to giving this range bag away for quite some time, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to do that right now. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to spin the wheel, and we're going to find out what name pops up on this, and then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to email that individual or notify that individual. I'll put the individual's name out on Facebook so all those of you who are using social media will see it. And the email, if it comes in from an email response, we'll know, and I'll go ahead and email that individual. But of course, I'm going to announce the name now. And that person, when they contact me, we will confirm address and all that good stuff, and we will send you your prize. Now, I keep this in mind. If you don't win this today, I'm looking at, here in the studio, I've got them against the wall here. I've got four of them in boxes. One of them is going to go out to today's winner, and that's going to include all the other fun stuff. I can't promise the other one's going to include all that fun stuff either, not on such short notice. But nonetheless, I'm going to be doing another. The range bag itself is awesome, and we'll find some other fun stuff to put in there too. But that's going to be, I'll be doing another one in a couple weeks. I've got three more of these to give away. So are you guys ready? I'm ready to do this. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Here we go. Let's go ahead and spin this wheel, and let's see what we get. Oh, the anticipation, the anticipation. Oh, I actually have a name here. I love when this stuff happens. Here we go. Let's get some applause going here in a second. It looks like Tori Vogel, T-O-R-I, Vogel. Tori Vogel, you've won the range bag with everything in it. Congratulations to Tori Vogel. Yeah, let's see. There we go. Congratulations, Tori Vogel. We've been looking at this for a couple of weeks now. So good to be able to give this out. Tori Vogel, here's the Dory. Here's the Dory. Is it rhymes? Here's the deal, Tori. I'm going to reach out to you by email, or I'll put it up on social media, and you will contact me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We will arrange shipping for you and everything else. Now, here's the thing. If Tori should not respond, and we'll give Tori up until next week to do that. That's fair, right? If Tori should not respond by this time next week, then we'll go ahead and we'll put that out for another winner. But I have a feeling that Tori will respond. This has been an overwhelming response to this. I really appreciate it very much. For the remainder of this segment, before Ernie Emerson comes in, I'm going to have a fun conversation with Ernie, by the way. I want to talk with you about two things, because we've heard, and again, this goes back to the whole Beto O'Rourke thing, and I know hearing Beto O'Rourke, hearing his name is a lot like hearing David Hogg, that know-it-all, know-nothing, okay? But there's a reason that I continue to tell you about this, because Elizabeth Warren has made comments that she is all about taking weapons of war off of our street. Now, what she means by that is, removing AR, that's confiscation. She's talking about confiscating your property, AR-15s, AK-47s, and anything else she deems to be a weapon of war as a tyrant and an authoritarian that she is, obviously. Now, this is a crazy lady. You need look no further than just look at her. Just watch her. Listen to her voice. Look at the way she does it. It's incredible to me that there are Americans that fall for this stuff, but there are. There are. They're so filled with rage and hatred for Donald Trump that they will fall for any of this. But on the 24th, just 3 days ago, she made the following statements that she wanted to, suggesting anyway, that it was time to take weapons of war off of our street. Now, it's important because she also was voicing support for ammunition controls and background checks. And as AWR reminds us, the United States has had background checks in place since 1998. Now, I'm not going to play you, because time is of the essence today on the MonsterCast. I'm not going to play you her comments. I'll just simply let you know that she's promising to do so with executive action in every corner. That's her quote for gun control. Executive action in every corner for gun control. So this woman believes that she is above the U.S. Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights, part of our Constitution. She believes she can just legislate it out, doesn't even legislate it, write it out of existence by infringing on our right to bear arms, by not even worrying about the legislative process and the fact that we have a process in place should we want to or decide as a nation to change the Constitution.
Elizabeth Warren and any of the other socialists running don't care about that. They couldn't care less about that and would be more than happy. Obviously, Elizabeth Warren is doing what? Supporting what Beto's been talking about for the longest time. That's why when Beto O'Rourke opens his mouth, even though he stands absolutely no chance of winning the nomination, sadly, this crazed lunatic does. This is part of the process. My talking to you about this is part of the process of making them eat their own words. We are not going to let this go. Elizabeth Warren wants to confiscate your firearms, and she wants to do it by written edict in the form of executive action in every corner of gun control. Now, what exactly? Let's go just a little bit deeper. Because she is, obviously, in line with Beto O'Rourke. What did Beto O'Rourke do? This guy just doesn't know when to shut his trap. But nonetheless, here's what he said yesterday. He believes that gun makers, because he's been questioned, how are you going to fund this effort, this unconstitutional effort, to take Americans' firearms from them? Beto O'Rourke is now under the belief that gun makers will fund AR-15 buybacks. Now, the headline itself stinks of this man's idiocy because there's no such thing as a buyback. The federal government cannot buy back what they never owned. The federal government never owned any of my AR-15s, and I'm never going to willfully hand them over to them, ever. They are not going to get my AR-15. Absolutely not will they ever get it. And I believe you feel the same way. I'm not going to march down to some station in a lineup of individuals to hand the federal government something that lawfully belongs to me, period. CBS's News Tim Perry asked O'Rourke this question. How much do you think a mandatory gun buyback would cost taxpayers? And here's what this clown posse socialist moron had to say. And I quote, I think a mandatory buyback can be financed with a surcharge that would be paid by gun manufacturers, those who are making the AR-15s and AK-47s, and continue to sell them into our communities despite the terror that they've inspired and the lives that have been taken. Less than 300 people were murdered with a rifle of any kind in America. 1,500 were stabbed. More people were beaten to death with fists. More people were stomped to death with feet, shoes, and boots. More people were beaten with blunt objects. 80% of all murders in America, which are dropping, by the way, according to the FBI, are committed by criminals who use a handgun. So when you hear this phony weapons of war, weapon of choice, you are being lied to. You are being sold a fake, phony, fake news bill of goods by a bunch of people who hate this country, who hate your civil rights, and who will do anything in their power to strip those civil rights from you with absolutely no consideration for the Constitution whatsoever. Absolutely none. When I come back, we're going to switch gears. Ernie Emerson, I wanted you to hear that, though. We may go back to it later in the show. Ernie Emerson is going to be here. He is so much fun. Don't go away. I promise you a really good conversation for two segments with Mr. Emerson. And congratulations to Tori Vogel. Back after this.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues. As I promised, one of my favorite people on earth, and I got to tell you, it's an individual who has been a part of this program for a long time over the years. This show is now in its 11th year. It's unbelievable. We're coming up in April on our 11th anniversary. That's very hard to believe. And Mr. Ernest Emerson of Emerson Knives has been here for the better part of that 11 years he's been on this. And I know he probably doesn't, he's listening now, and I know he's thinking, wow, I'm that old? Hey, Ernie, I think we're both that old, man. How are you today?
I'm really good, Mark. Man, time flies when you're having fun, huh?
I'm telling you, can you believe that? I mean, you've been participating on this show. We're going back at least 8 years when you think about it. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Success breeds success. And, you know, when you hook up with people that are successful, you just keep spreading that out. And that's what we're all about. That's what you're all about. And, you know, good on you, man. This is excellent.
Well, I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm glad to have the forum to be able to do this. And, you know, let's talk about that forum briefly. I think the first time you were on the program, you came on with our mutual very good friend who we met through Armed American Radio's resident Navy SEAL, Larry Yatch, remember?
Oh, yeah. Still talk to him all the time. In fact, he's still helping us. So, again, I swear to you, the people that I have met through your organization, through you personally, and the people that we have in common, I mean, what a synergy. It's incredible.
It really
is.
It's
like a nuclear reaction.
It really is. And, you know, it spans everything from Navy SEALs to multi-platinum country recording artists, right?
Yes, it does.
Isn't that crazy when you think about it? It really is. But it's been too long since you've been on. I think it's been less than a year, but still, it's been too long. We're going to fix that. So I'm going to go ahead and tease to the audience that we're going to begin hearing from you at probably about once a month. Is that safe to say? I can say that. We've agreed to that?
Yes, and that's outstanding, Mark, really. Thank you very much.
Wow, it really truly is. Well, first of all, let me say, listener, you've got the best of the best here. Ernie Emerson is, I guess I can say this because of the time we air, right? Ernie Emerson is just, he's badassery, okay? And he's fun to talk to about all kinds of crazy stuff. But when we talk about self-defense and we talk about his products, it's a very real conversation, Ernest. We've had this conversation many, many times before. Let me throw something at you in a way I've never done before. I was at the NASGW show in Orlando this past week, Ernie, and I saw a guy, his company's name is Altor Corp, and he calls it perfectly simple and simply perfect. It looks like one of those glue guns that you would use when you're building a model. It has a trigger on it. It has one tube on it. It's a two-part, and it's got a grip, but it's actually a single-shot firearm in .380 or 9mm. Now, as you know, knives scare the crap out of me because they're such vicious weapons that require up front, up close, and personal. It requires a personal commitment, right? Is that a safe description?
Oh, yeah. It's eye to eye. It isn't hand to hand anymore.
Now, this one-shot firearm, I like this, the idea of it. I thought it was kind of cool, maybe for a third backup for a cop or something like that, and maybe for someone who just didn't have the means or attire to carry anything else. But why? I mean, I carry one of your knives everywhere. And even though knives scare me to death, it's important that I have that backup in a knife. And when I looked at that, I think it's a better deal than that one-shot firearm, quite frankly.
Well, you know, the thing about a knife is it isn't just a defensive weapon. So it fills a dual role. Where, you know, a gun can also be, you know, it's a protective weapon. It saves your life. It stops bad guys. But a knife, you know, like I've said before, you're probably more likely to have to use it in an emergency situation to save somebody than you are to save yourself. But it fills that role perfectly, and that's why a knife is a universal tool that will never go away.
Yeah.
Of course, unless we don't fight for our rights to keep and bear arms, which includes knives and those guns.
Well, you know, knife rights is well represented, as you know, at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. People don't think about that. You know, when we talk about the right to, I'm glad you mentioned that. When we talk about the right to bear arms, we're also talking about the bladed weapon. We're also talking about the edged weapon, aren't we?
Well, wherever the guns go, the knives go. And that's why, you know, we have to keep vigilant about this because we've seen it in other countries. We've seen the dismal failure that it's been in other countries when this happens. But, yeah, we have to fight for knives and guns and any other self-defense weapons that, you know, people can use or carry. I mean, for gosh sakes, what are they going to do? Ban hammers and screwdrivers?
You know, it's crazy, Ernie, but maybe, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Look, well, I think you're probably referring to the UK when you talk about we've seen it in other places, right? I mean, that's probably the most glaring example of taking away a right to bear arms. And you know, it's interesting, Ernie, there's an entire generation in Great Britain now who has been born without the right to bear arms. They don't know any different. And those people who are, they're trying to do that to us in America now too. I go back to, you know, 1993, Eric Holder and his comments, we've got to brainwash people. That's part of their game plan, is to develop that type of gun control or weapon, you know, I say weapon, a gun control. You know, there's also knife control. And we're seeing that in Great Britain. You take away the guns, people use knives, criminals use knives, take away, now they want to ban knives. I mean, what's left? You know, obviously this goes hand in hand, right?
Well, it does. And I think that the broader goal of whoever the puppeteers are that are trying to manipulate us is, it's control of society. It's control of what we think. It's control of what we do, what we watch, what we can say. And the guns are just a part of that whole master plan. And I don't want to sound like some crazy James Bond movie guy, but, man, I see too many things going on out there that kind of point the compass in that direction.
Well, you know what? You are that crazy James Bond guy, dude. Let me just make that clear. If anybody on earth that's ever been on the show is, it's you.
You know what? That brings something up. I want to mention, if I can, I have a class coming up in February 8th and 9th. It'll be at our facility in Harbor City, and I'm giving it with a gentleman named Ed Calderon. And Ed is a man of mystery, but he is from Mexico, and he was involved in the takedown of a whole bunch of famous named drug people, let's just say that, that we've seen TV shows about and everything else. And he and I are giving a class. His half is, it's a two-day class. It's $500 for each student. And his half is survival in a non-permissive environment, which he came out of. And then mine will be the hand-to-hand combat aspect of it. So I'll just throw that out there for people that might be interested. You can check the Emerson Times website. We'll have all that stuff going on.
All right, so that's February 8th and 9th, right? February. Let me get this, make sure we get this straight now. February 8th and 9th, listener, with Ed Calderon and Ernie Emerson. What a pair that is. My gosh, if you can make that. Survival in a non-permissive environment. Tell me about the title of the class real quick.
Well, it's going to be about, Ed is an expert at, number one, being an undercover agent, if you will, and dealing with people that do terrible, terrible things to, like it's the drug cartels.
Sure.
And he infiltrated and worked inside there. So he knows how to pick up on all kinds of signals and signs and know when you're around a bad guy, know how to get out of a situation without having to go physical or get some guns. And it's tough to describe his skill set, but it's kind of like that movie. I have a very particular set of skills, and you're going to find out about them.
Right. If you don't play along with me, you're going to find out about my particular set of skills. Hey, Ernie, we're going to get ready to take a break here, but that's a perfect place to end this segment. I'll tell you why. Because we've talked about this before, but I want to set up a scenario that an instructor gave to me in a question answer in a classroom setting many years ago down in Florida. And you and I've talked about it before. I'm going to ask it to you again and ask you to explain why the instructor gave me the answer that he did. Because when I pose this question to people who carry guns, they look at me, they're kind of shocked. And I think when they hear the question, listener, when you hear me ask Ernie the question, you'll probably feel the same way when I give you the answer and hear Ernie's explanation. We'll be back right after this with the great Ernest Emerson. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by the Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster Studios continues now because of time. Gosh, I have so much. I wish I could talk to Ernie Emerson for the next 3 hours. We could easily do that. And you never know, we might. I'm going to welcome back Ernest Emerson from Emerson Knives. You can check out everything Emerson Knives, by the way, at Emerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N-K-N-I-V-E-S, EmersonKnives.com. You'll see everything so cool that Ernie and his company and his family manufacture. They are the best of the best. The highest quality. What is it, Ernie? Famous in all the worst places, right?
Yes, sir. That's true. And well, kind words, Mark. Thank you very much.
But it's true. And it's true for a lot of different reasons. Let me quickly go back to the February 8th and 9th class you were just discussing before the Father Time got in the way with Ed Calderon.
Mm-hmm.
A man of mystery. That's pretty cool. I'm going to leave it at that because I think that's that's an allure. That's pretty cool. Survival in what? In a non-permissive environment, right?
Environment.
Okay,
yes,
so
sir. You
were just telling us a little bit about that, and I teased out this question that I got in a class that I was taking. I'm going to throw it out there for the listener. Ernie, I had a SWAT instructor that was teaching me one-on-one a number of years ago in an advanced handgun class, and in the classroom setting, he drew up on a whiteboard what looked like a U, basically, and he put me right against the back, the bottom of the U on the inside of the U. He said, that's a barrier. You're trapped. You're inside this U. You can't get out, and he put three X's in front of me at about 20 feet away. He said the X on the left has a 38, the X in the middle has a knife, the X on the right has a sawed-off shotgun. You're armed, you're forced to fight, you have to draw and shoot. Who do you attack first? I said the shotgun. I felt that was the right answer. And I've had to put it in order. I said the shotgun, the 38, the knife. He said, you're dead. You're already dead. The knife was his number one choice, listener. Ernie, why would he have told me that?
Well, it's called the action, reaction, turnaround. And that knife guy can be on you and touch you before you can go from, even if your gun is unholstered, from the down ready position, to a center of mass, that guy can cover that 20 plus feet in less than a heartbeat's time. And you can be poked three or four times before you even know what's happening. And then at the same time, because you're dealing with an octopus, so to speak, with sharp points on each of the tentacles, because you never know where he's got two hands and two legs, you don't have the ability to wield your gun around and place that muzzle where you want to shoot. So, yeah, the knife would be the first choice every time. It happens so fast that people who have not experienced it, and will experience it in that class that we're going to teach, so that you will know firsthand how quickly things can go from bad to real, real bad.
And I think it's interesting. I have the benefit of having discussed this with you both on air and off air in the past. But I think it's interesting, two points that I take away for you, listener, that this is a teachable moment for you. You just heard Ernest Emerson say you can be poked three or four times and not even know it. Ernie, when a knife attack occurs, and as you've made very clear on this show in the past, you within seconds, it will feel like a punch to your chest, and then all of a sudden you're down on one knee realizing you've got about 45 seconds to live because you're bleeding out. You don't even know it's happened, right?
Yeah, it's just like that, and it does feel like you're being punched. You don't feel some different type of pain. It's really like boom, 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 and then all of a sudden one whole half of your body goes weak, or you all of a sudden just start seeing scars. Like, I don't know if you've ever been knocked out, but when you get hit, you start to see black stars and white stars. It's that same thing. That's that disruption of the blood flow to the rest of the body, to the brain specifically. And after that, it's all over but the counting. So,
yeah, and unfortunately, I have been knocked out. I was that jerk one time in high school. And
you know that.
I got taught a lesson. I know exactly what that feels. I think most guys at some point in time, whether it's been in a physical altercation or it's been in a sport or something like that, the reaction is very similar. You would never even know you got hit until you wake up and are lucky enough to wake up and say, what the hell just happened? Dude, that dude just clocked you. You didn't even see it coming.
And boom.
One of those, yes. But,
and that's, think about a sucker punch that comes from nowhere but a knife on the end of it. I mean, for gosh sakes. And I've been, I'm no angel, but I'm not a bad guy, but I've been in bars and I've had guys sucker punch me. And, there's really no defense against it except, Please don't pass it out. Please don't pass out.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, it's very true. I questioned, we sat in that classroom setting for about 10 minutes, and I questioned that. And I've posed that question on the program before. Listener, I want your input from what you just heard. mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know what you think. And, we know in shooting classes, we're also talking about the Toler drill, about being able to cover that distance from a dead stop at 21 feet in about 1.8 seconds, Ernie. And that's a couple heartbeats.
Yeah.
And you can test that drill, too, yourself.
Mark, that's when you know you're doing a drill, for gosh sakes. Honest, it takes that long when it's a drill. It happens that fast.
Right.
When it's a drill, you know you are doing. Think about it. You're walking across the street, and some guy's coming up from 45-degree angle behind you. You're not even going to see him until he's 4 feet away or 5 feet away. Then what,
Yeah, it's so very true, and you're right. It's difficult, if not impossible, to defend against that sucker punch. And that sucker punch can be considered the guy coming behind you that's going to tackle you. We can call that a sucker punch as well. But it is difficult. So you don't live your life paranoid, but you got to keep your head on a swivel. Ernie, excuse me.
Well, that's why we have the conditions of awareness.
That's absolutely correct. How many times have we talked about that? Gosh, you see I wish we had more time with Mr. Emerson. We could just go on and on and on. Ernie, in the essence of time, I hate to do it, but I told you, and you know this because you've been here before, time is going to fly right by. We've only got about another minute and a half. Where do you want to leave us from Emerson Knives and Ernie Emerson right now?
We've got some exciting stuff coming up this year, but I want to give a couple shouts out if I could.
Please.
There's an organization called AmericanDreamU.org that will get behind helps veterans transition from the military into civilian life. I'm not going to describe all of it. It's a wonderful organization, AmericanDreamU.org. We've got a friend, and this is a guy you might want to talk to at some time, Mark, LeatherbackGear.com. He's developing bulletproof backpacks for children that you can flip over and have a front plate and a back plate. It's all good stuff, and I highly recommend it. So LeatherbackGear.com is another one we're behind.
American Dream U. Very quickly, is that is that U? Is that Y-O-U or is it U, the letter U?
Capital U.
Capital U. That's what I wanted to know. Go ahead. You've got time. Go ahead.
Yep. There's a shooting range up in northern Wisconsin I want to give a shout out to. I go there every time we go back on vacation. It's called IRPCWI.org, Indian Head Rifle and Pistol Club. It's 100 acres. It's one of the nicest shooting ranges in northern Wisconsin. I just wanted to send a little love their way because they're good friends of mine. I've known them for years. I grew up back there. And if you're ever back in that way, go to that range because it's an experience.
I've actually heard of that. And I know you were just up there, weren't you, a couple weeks back?
Yes, we were. And
that's
we were shooting like crazy.
Oh, I bet you were, man. I love it. Ernie Emerson, you're going to be coming back on a regular basis. I'll just stop the clock there with you. And listener, let you know that this is not the last time you're going to hear Ernie in the next several months. This is the first time you're going to be hearing from him over the course of the next several months. Let me put it that way. We've got so many places we can go with the great Ernie Emerson from Emerson Knives, but make sure to check out. Remember, Ernie is sponsoring this program. He's helping keeping this voice on the air, and we support our sponsors because that's how that's the equation. That's the way it's supposed to work. Ernest Emerson, Emerson Knives. Thanks, Ernie. We'll be talking to you soon. Armed American Radio will be back in the next hour. Remember, never leave your cave without your club. Carry on, carry often. Never leave your cave without your club. You know the routine. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Enjoy the top of the hour break. I'll see you in just a few minutes.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.